being out on maternity leave and just going wherever I need her to go. Day in the life of school is very unpredictable and you never know what's going to happen. And so I'm really thankful for the people that step up and help us help the kids have as successful a day as possible. So thank you.
Thanks. Are there any questions?
Thank you.
Okay, false pass, Mr. Brown.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Let's see. So yeah, Ellie Hazel going to Juno. That was exciting for our school. They represented our district professionally and positively. And they brought back a lot of great information and topics in our social studies English class here at Falls Pass. For example, one student wrote an assignment about how she didn't realize how difficult some of the challenges are from an education and school standpoint. So that was a great experience. And like Mike talked about with student activities, we're very confident that we'll have full participation in cross country and wrestling next year. We got the cross country uniforms, we got the wrestling uniforms, and a couple people commented that they'd be interested in coaching wrestling in Falls Pass. So that's exciting, especially since I don't know how to coach wrestling, so I need their help. Mike visited last week. That was a great visit. He was very engaged with the students. He met with parents, and he provided me with good feedback on how I can improve my teaching. So I'm excited to use that info to improve as a teacher. For example, he and Austin have talked about how I can use AI to support the students' writing instruction. So that's something I want to work on. I think one of the electives throughout the year the students really enjoy is home economics. Twice a month, they cook lunch with parents, and that's just a great experience. And the students are so excited to provide a nice meal for the parents and for the students. So I enjoy seeing them do that. And every meal they cook is amazing.
All right, thank you. Any questions? Next is Accutan. Karen?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
So as we were starting the board meeting, I pulled up my letter to you guys and realized that I wrote the 220th day of February instead of the 20th day. Why I definitely need a second opinion to edit my letters. Anyways, so it was written the 20th of February, not the 202nd day of February. Although it has felt like a long start to this week, although it has gone by really fast. So I'd like to start off by thanking the school district for allowing both Jacob, Mark, and I to attend the RTI MTSS conference. It was great networking and meeting some of the other, I call you guys coworkers, the other teachers in the district. So it was nice to meet some of the other coworkers. But it was a really quick 3-day conferences, but they were so filled with some great keynote speakers, some great sessions throughout the whole day, and a lot of the ones that I attended were centered around teaching in a multi-grade classroom because that's most relevant for both Jacob, Mark, and I, and so I wanted to get as much as I can out of that to bring back for us to actually use. And it was nice confirmation to know that a lot of the things that they recommend or that other teachers have found that works is kind of what we already do. So, that always feels good to know that we're doing what we know we can do for our students. I know it is difficult teaching in a multi-grade classroom, so any help with figuring that out is, you know, much appreciated. There was a few of, like, the keynote speakers. So one was about what effects, the good effects, some of the good effects and bad effects on, like, student learning. And John Hattie's research shows that one of the hugest effect sizes on a student's achievements is the fact that the teacher has high expectations, holds that student to high expectations, the fact that they reach for that. So that's, like, one of the top things that all of us, you know, want for our students. And then the second keynote speakers, they kind of just echoed exactly what John Hattie was saying. And these are things that I was able to take back with me to Accutane, which is, again, some of the things that we already do in our classroom and in our schools, like improving student belonging, you know, making sure they feel comfortable, that, and also holding high expectations for students, and also building structures for the school. And I know Mike has talked about this, you know, like building like standards and things that, like, whenever I leave, you know, they can be continued on. And also recognizing that, you know, students need to feel like they belong, that there's equity, and that they have their own identity. And for that to work, it has to be the whole school, you know, or the whole district showing these. And then, so what happened over these last couple of months, we've celebrated the 100th day. It was actually, I think, I counted it. It was to February 6th. So we celebrated over, like, 2 days, February 6th and 7th. And what we did, we set up some STEM stations where the students could use different kind of materials, kind of fun stuff. They loved the gumdrops and toothpicks, and they were able to build, I think most of them built towers. Some built other kinds of structures, but I included some of those images in at the end of the report. And they love doing stuff like that. And then we used marshmallows and noodles. We did note cards. They were able to build whatever they wanted. It was either towers, bridges, or structures. You know, they had creative freedom with all of that. And then for the writing portion, we asked them, what would you like to do before you're 100, before you turn 100 years old? And inadvertently, that kind of led into the work that Erin Hansen is promoting for us to promote. Jacob Mark and I missed the in-service in January because we were traveling back from the conferences, so we didn't even know about the back mapping until the in-service this month on the 17th. And we're like, oh, well, you know, the ideas that they generated for what they'd like to do before they're 100 kind of leads into the back mapping. So that was what I'd say was a happy accident. And then, so we are going to use those writing prompts that the kids did and do the back mapping, which, you know, was going to be a process, but we're going to start that. And then we've been doing some fundraising over these last couple of months, not as heavy as before. Like, we do some food sales, but the ones recently were a pizza fundraiser. And these ones, we did a take and bake. Sometimes we would bake the pizzas, but these ones were take and bake for Super Bowl, and we made upwards of 30 pizzas. And I mean, that was a really successful fundraiser. And then every year, the Valentine's Day rose sale is always really successful. We're a little delayed in getting the order, so, like, because we were traveling during that time, that I would have ordered them. But overall, it was successful, and these are going to go toward the fisheries trip, the fundraising for these ones. And then I just included some images from the 100th day celebration and a photo of all the kids delivering roses on Valentine's Day. You guys have any questions?
Awesome work. Thank you.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for the reports from everybody. Next up is the business manager's report. Dave?
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Franklin. I'd first just like to express my gratitude to those leaders in those schools and those fantastic reports. It's amazing the creativity and the cool things that they're doing. It's very exciting. My report is in your packet, and I do not have anything to add at this time.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions for Dave's report? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to accept the current financial report.
I make a motion to accept the current financial report.
This is Brenda, I'll second.
Motion by Carlene, second by Brenda, roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Raya?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, David.
Next is department reports. Activities director, Matt.
Hello. First thing is, you know, our King Cove principal and school staff are just worked extremely, extremely, extremely hard. It's unbelievable how hard this school has worked to host regionals. And I'm not just saying that. I've hosted tournaments before as a coach, and it's just unbelievable. And I'm so appreciative to Karen and teachers and staff. Everyone is just deeply committed to their students, to the community. So I feel very prepared because of their support. The first big thing was travel. We got our two boys teams in Port Allsworth. We got some good lucky weather this week, so that's nice. Everyone's on time. We got our Sandpoint girls here, and we have two more teams arriving tomorrow, and weather looks good tomorrow. I know a lot of people have had questions about the bracket and the schedule seedings. Basically, we have a coaches meeting tomorrow. That's when everything kind of gets finalized. So as soon as the coaches meeting happens, that's when it's fully official, and everything's a go. And yeah, along with regionals this week, two tasks, I think Mike and I and principals over the next few weeks, we're really focusing on is revising the athletics handbook and creating the student activities calendar for next year. So that's two big goals going forward. And last thing I'll say, along with the school staff and Karen, so thankful for our four coaches, Brandon, Dantezza, Fanny, Ricky. I just know how difficult coaching is and how much time, energy, effort it takes. And I so appreciate their commitment, leadership, communication. And, you know, there's always going to be challenges in every basketball season, but, you know, we're really happy with every team, and we're rooting them all for to do the best they can at regionals. All right. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions? All right. Next is technology, Austin.
Hey, I can see everyone over here from King Cove. And I just also want to say that my packet or my report is in the packet, and happy asking answering questions anyone might have on it.
Does anybody have any questions for Austin?
All right. Could I make a comment about Austin's report?
Yes, please.
I'm one of those wonderful bosses that very slyly adds duties to people's jobs. And I've added a huge one to Austin this year, and that is to, in addition to his physical tech skills, to make him the leader of instructional technology and really instruction. I mean, he's really just embraced understanding, and then is better than I've been at sharing and making the AI and other instructional tech palpable to our staff. So I think a lot of our staff are really starting to embrace and try these new strategies, these new tools out because of Austin's work. So he talks about it a lot in his report, and I just wanted to acknowledge that.
All right, thank you. Next up is new business. Business manager contract.
So I have to apologize. I thought we'd have a possible contract for board approval, and it's not prepared yet for this. So if I can cross out that agenda item, we're gonna have to table it for next time.
Do we have to have a motion to table it?
No,
I'm just okay.
You just table it, and then it's on the next agenda.
Okay.
We need the chip.
All right. Thank you. Next is the 25-26 calendar discussion. I see we still have four calendars. So we were going to have two to discuss this time. So four?
It's sort of two versions of two different calendars.
So four, yes, we have four.
There's the September start of spring break, the August start of spring break, and then September and August with the short spring break. I guess there's two big issues to discuss, the August versus September start.
Which you're 50-50 in, right? Yeah.
Cheryl did a really great job, you know, tallying and making it in a way that's really accessible our survey results. And of course, like many surveys we get, the results were pretty 50-50, so it wasn't super helpful. So I guess the two big questions are the September versus the August start, and then the full week spring break versus the long weekend. Two big questions left.
Well, I know for years, teachers have asked to have a full week spring break. That's been something that they have been pretty consistent on.
I think our teachers disagree with that.
Cheryl did a good job disaggregating the data. So if you look, there's like, it shows the staff breakdown, the parent breakdown, and the student breakdown on the top spreadsheet. And yeah, there are definitely preference with staff for the week still.
Okay. So since everything's 50-50, and the staff's preference is they feel they need that break in March.
I mean, definitely there's also a preference with parents. If you look at the parent breakdown for the spring break, you know, there are 12 total who were advocating for the 1 week spring break, and then just 4 and 1 for the shorter. So,
okay. So we know that, so then we can just narrow it down to where whatever calendar should have at least a week long spring break in it. So we know that. So the one that has the short spring break, we should just cross that one out, right? Process of elimination here. That would be my train of thought. Does anybody have any other thoughts on that, or agree or disagree?
Well, total 24 is for 1 week, and then 4 was a week.
Yeah. So
I like number 4.
Yeah, that one closes on the 21st. We close early. And opens on
the 25th. If people wanted to get on the ferry, that right. would make the ferry, because the ferry is the 30th, I think.
I like option 4, too. That's the one I was looking at. Start that last week of August, and then are done the 21st of May with a whole spring break, whole week spring break. So this isn't on for action item. It's just for discussion. So maybe, is there anybody else who has a different calendar that they prefer? Any other board members?
Two weeks or the first start of September.
So also you have to think about this year's a humpy year. So you're going to have a lot of boys not in school. Girls too, I think. So if you look at number 4, man, they wouldn't make it. Well, I think it's still a discussion and listen to what people have to say for a while yet.
Yeah, it's just open for discussion anyway.
So is there a preference of two calendars that we want to narrow it down to, and then we can ask staff and parents and stuff, like what would they like to see?
It looks like number 4 and maybe
number one
would be the two, because that's your September start with the full spring break. It closes on the 29th.
That's late. Very late. Isn't that what we're closing on this year?
No.
What's the last day? Take those two and move them forward and see what staff and other people think.
24. Let's look at one.
Okay.
Okay, we'll look at 1 and 4.
Long vacation. You're going to start early. Or end late, or taking a week off, you know. But
what's number 3?
It's for officials. We always
the long.
What's the difference between 3?
Starts in August.
Oh, and that's the short spring break.
Mm-hmm.
So what was number 2?
Start September with the short spring break.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we want to look at 1 and 4 a little closer and get
break it down to that.
Okay. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay.
And that will be on our March meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Is there any other discussion on the calendar?
Nope. We're good.
Okay. Next item is for action is a request for acceleration.
So that's the superintendent that makes the request for acceleration. You already heard some testimony about this student. I will say that the request was made last year and then again earlier this year. And I wanted to wait to bring it forward to the board until I knew we had adequate data so that it would, in my opinion, easily fulfill the requirements of the policy. So that's why I'm bringing it forward now, because now we have enough data throughout the year, both from the classroom and from testing, that I can confidently make the request for acceleration. If the board wants to see any specific details, of course, it's private student data, so I think we would want to do that in an executive session or confidential setting.
I trust your recommendation. And do we need a motion to accept the request for acceleration for the student?
Yeah, it's on as an action item. Don't we just do initials? Don't we need initials? So when we make the motion for the acceleration of the students, we use the two initials?
Well, I make that motion to request for acceleration for HB and King Cove.
I'll second.
Motion by Brenda, second by Amy. Roll call.
Rhea?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you. Accutan swim trip. Next, a new business.
Hi. So we didn't bring it last board meeting because we needed to make sure that the funds were secured, but we have it planned for the week of March 24th, so the 24th through the 28th, and it's offered to all the students in school, just first through 10th grade that we have, and but it's dependent on student attendance and grades and stuff. But I've never done this before, so
could do it.
Do you have any questions about it? I know we didn't share any of never mind. I see Cheryl put in the finance, my spreadsheet there.
Yeah.
So I put in the, it's the expense report that showed what it would cost. So originally it was 19 travelers. I think now it's actually 16 travelers, but we were able to secure all the funding for the swim trip. Do you have any questions about it?
Anybody have questions?
I loved your spreadsheet.
Thank you. No,
so question. You said all the funding is, like, you have all the monies for this trip?
Yes. So the city of Accutan, they gave us a grant for $5,000, and then Grant Aviation and Maritime gave a donation, which lowered the cost that we needed. And then Mike found some money from a grant. I think it was like $5,000 from the district, and then also other monies from the district. And if needed, we have our student account that we have funds in to pay the remainder.
Okay. Are there any questions? If not, I would entertain a motion to accept the Accutan swim trip as presented.
I'll make a motion to accept the Accutan swim trip.
I'll second this, Carlene.
Motion by Hillary, second by Carlene. Roll call.
Carla?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Great. And then next is the Accutan EPICTA trip.
Okay. So the dates, we did set the dates definite. Now I need to look at the other spreadsheet because this one does not show the updated. Hang on. Let me find it right here. Okay, so we set the dates for April 23rd through the 30th. And I mean, the spreadsheet that you have in front of you is still relevant. It's just, so for this trip, Grant and Maritime also donated. And then we also received the APICTA Fisheries Grant for $12,000. And then since that report, we did receive $2,700 from the Traditional Council. We received $1,000 from Optimera. And the remainder would be able to be covered by our student account, which is the fundraising that we do.
So is all the, do you have all the funds for this trip as well?
Yes.
Okay. For a motion to accept the Accutan APICTA trip.
This is Brenda, I'll make that motion.
This is Carlina, second.
Roll call.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is the Sandpoint Senior Class trip.
I haven't done this before either, but I believe in students advocating for themselves. So my seniors are going to stand so that you can be seen. And one of you needs to read the letter.
She's in the chair. You got it. Oh, she's here.
Dear board members, the Sandpoint class of 2025 is here tonight to request your approval for our upcoming senior class trip. This trip is not only a celebration of our accomplishments, but also an opportunity for us to engage in educational experiences that will help us grow as individuals and future leaders of our community. Our trip is designed to combine fun with meaningful learning. We plan to visit the University of Hawaii, Pearl Harbor, the Polynesian Cultural Center, and the flea market. Visiting these places will help deepen our understanding of the world and inspire us to set ambitious goals for our future. For many of us, this trip is a rare chance to explore new places, broaden our horizons, and make lifelong memories. We plan to leave Sandpoint on April 26th and return to Sandpoint May 5th, 2025. There are 8 seniors, and Mrs. Gallon will be our chaperone. We have put a lot of time and effort into fundraising and have almost reached our goal. As you will see in our attached budget, the trip will cost approximately $28,000. To date, we have raised $27,066. There will be 3 more substantial fundraisers planned, and those will earn us the remaining 1,000 we need. Thank you for listening to our proposal. We sincerely appreciate your time and hope to have your approval in making this trip a reality for the Sandpoint class of 2025. Sincerely, the senior class of 2025.
Are there any questions?
Hillary.
When you guys were booking your tickets, like from Anchorage to Hawaii, did you book those already?
We haven't yet because we don't know how this works and we assumed we needed approval.
Oh, okay. Because when I was looking at them, I mean, you can get one-way tickets, I mean, certain days, I mean, in April, I know they were 20,000 miles. That's one way from Anchorage to Hawaii. And then also there's companion fares. So I don't know if you guys found a fare that you wanted and if you wanted to see if the kids' parents had companion fares or maybe board members.
somebody might have, you know, an extra companion fare that they can give to you guys. So that would be, you know, to pay the price for one fare and then $99. I think it comes out to $119 with the tax on the companion fare. And that will help on the airfare part from Anchorage to Hawaii.
You actually can get during that time of year mileage. And it can get trips like sometimes 12,000.
17,500 was the cheapest I saw when I pulled up the April mileage calendar. And I just pulled it up the other day just to look at different how much it was on the miles from.
Because I know the actual like ticket price has gone up. It was like 190 something in December, but now it's 284 is the lowest. So that's what I was looking at. I know Amy has a companion fare and she said that she would be willing to let us use that, but I haven't asked anybody about miles or anything. Thank you.
Have you had any of the fundraisers to raise your last $1,000 yet or no? Not yet.
We have a lock-in planned on March 22nd. Okay. We're going to do another car wash, and then we have a spring fling. I can't remember the date of it, though. I think it's the first part of April.
What's a spring fling?
A dance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly.
Will be food and dancing.
Okay. Is there a motion to accept their senior trip with the caveat that you have the full funds raised?
You're only one share
at the time.
No meal share? Just one check from.
Right. Yeah, the parents have all agreed because of the financial cost of having two chaperones. The parents have all agreed to just allow one chaperone and waive having a male chaperone. All the kids will be 18 except for two, and all the parents have agreed to sign the waivers to just have one chaperone.
I move to accept the Sandpoint senior trip for 2025.
This is Grovedale second.
Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Raya?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Sure.
Motion carries.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have fun and enjoy your trip. Next is the King Cove senior class trip.
I'm here. Two of our kids are up at regionals and the other two are busy making cheese popcorn for tomorrow's fundraisers, as they are rookies and so they need to get it done before the games. But we two are going to Hawaii. If I'd known they were, maybe we could have all got a big old Virgo together.
I was wondering
if that's what their plans were. But you can see from the report that I got it in on time. And we have a basic layout, and it's on the bottom. It says that we're coming back on Aleutian, but we're planning on coming back on Lake Clark Air. So it is, but we could always, we'll look at the finances to see what it is, and we could always try Aleutian, but then we have to pay for grant, and then if we get stuck in Kobe, that's extra money. So
miss graduation.
Oh no, graduation's weeks away after that. But you can see it's about $16,000, and we have $14,000 in our account. Cash on hand is about $3,000. We have lots of fundraisers coming up, lots just this weekend. And so we figure we're going to get about $13,000 deposited. So that's more than enough. With the extra funding, I mean, they want to go to a nice fancy restaurant. They want to, you know, we have planned to go to a luau, but then we saw another one that's more expensive that seemed a lot more fun. So we might try for that. And, you know, they want to go snorkeling with the turtles. And so there are extra things that they want to do on this trip.
So if we get the extra money, then that's some of the things we'll do. And we still have to order stuff, flowers for graduation. So that's why we're raising extra money. But with our planned events just, you know, this month and, well, March, that's when NCAA is over, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We figured that we'll be there. You guys have any questions?
I'll make a motion to accept the King Cove.
Yeah, we're going with one chaperone too, and we're actually back in it with OSOG. Two of our girls are going out on OSOG, and student council is paying for them to go out, and we're paying for them to come back. One of our boys is planning to do NYO, and he's gone every year that he's participated, so I don't see why he wouldn't go this year. So NYO would be sponsoring his way out, and we might be possibly sponsoring his way back unless NYO has enough money to support him a round trip ticket. But if not, then we'll pay his way back. We budgeted to do that, but you know, if they have the money to pay his way back, we'll take it.
This is Brenda. I'll make a motion to accept the King Cove senior class trip as presented.
It's Carlene, I'll second.
Roll call. Amy?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm getting on a car in Hawaii because I'm lazy.
New hires? Resignations. Thomas Von Stroh, science teacher, King Cove.
I make a motion to accept Thomas's resignation.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Brenda?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay.
I know it's fancy.
Public comments on non-agenda items. Do we have any? Any online? All right. No public comments. Board comments. King Cove.
Yeah, this is Brenda. I've met some of the teams that are here already. Their girls are very, very respectful, fine young ladies. And it's just awesome to see. I walked through the school again. I try and do that at least once a month, and it looks awesome. All of the walls are covered with various things that the students are working on for our work. So it's kept you doing a good job. Thank you very much. Thank you for our teachers. They do a wonderful job. I think they go above and beyond. So thank you.
Amy, you have anything?
No, not yet. Probably next week after regionals is over. I'm excited to be here.
All right. Glad you made it.
Yeah, me too. Yay.
Carlene?
Excuse me. Thank you, Franklin, for coming to Falls Pass last week. It was fun. Glad you got to hang out with the kids, check them out when they're doing the NYO. Thank you always, Matt, for teaching my kids. You're an awesome teacher, and so jealous of you, Amy and Brenda and all you guys in King Cove. You guys are able to be there and watch all the games and stuff.
Come on over. We got room for more.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Thanks.
I just like to wish all the teams good luck in this tournament, and I hope everybody has a good time, and couldn't ask for better weather for all of the teams to be traveling. And I can't wait to watch
basketball starting tomorrow.
Carla?
I have nothing.
I just want to wish everybody luck for basketball. I'm excited to watch the games too. But our meeting's tonight and not after the games start.
So we miss our scorekeeper, Amy. She would be by us.
That's all I got. Agenda items for next meeting.
Business contract, because we can table that.
Yeah, town calendar.
Calendar, make it an action item, maybe.
Yeah, definitely an action item.
So on your floor, I'll put one or four on the speaker.
And then the next meeting is March 25.
We also have teacher contracts and special duty first reading, the revised 2025 budget and the first reading of the 2026 budget.
Okay.
Is he going to set that special meeting up?
Yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah, we'll set up a special meeting to cover those other topics that were in your email.
When is that borough meeting? The 15th?
13th? Yes.
Are we supposed to have it before that?
Or after?
Can we set up our meeting, a special meeting on the 13th in the evening or something?
As long as there's in the afternoon, yeah. Right.
When does the borough have your meeting?
They had it 2:00 in the afternoon.
When's their workshop?
1:00.
Oh.
1:00? Well, I think the workshop's at 2:00 and the meeting's at 3:00.
Oh, okay. Yes. No, they start at 2:00.
No, the borough meeting is at 2:00 and the workshop's at 1:00.
Oh.
Okay. So we could have a 6:00 meeting.
Is that when we pick a calendar?
No, this would be a special meeting after the, right?
Negotiated agreements.
Yeah. Will that work, Mike?
Yeah, if we're able to offer contracts on the 14th for tenured teachers, that works great.
Okay.
6 p.m.
6 or 6:30? Where you guys want?
6.
Okay.
When do we decide on the calendar?
That'll be at the regular meeting on the 25th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we get our executive session on that special meeting?
Possibly. Will we need an executive session for that meeting?
It would be good to have it on the agenda.
I think you'll probably want to talk to us about it.
Yeah. It'll be staffing plan. Would that be for the executive session, Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, we'll go from the meeting on right into what's being played right now. And, okay, here we go. Gentlemen, if anybody
Anybody can fit the description, baby, I can. Someone who cares and dares to give himself completely. You got it in me. You need a man with sensitivity. You need a man.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and dry, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Lord, it's obvious we got a relationship. Talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Past eyes burn into rhythms. Where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the road my forefathers walked. Climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came. My family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to a
down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plan. Take me to another place. Take me
Tennessee.